Greetings and welcome back to Journey to Your Higher Self. I'm your host, Krista Melville. And today I'm so happy to be back. I've been away for a minute, but it was for a very, very good reason. And I'm so happy to let you know what's been going on. I hope all of you are enjoying 2018 so far. We've had so many things happen thus far. You know, we just had a Super Bowl. We just, we've just been having so many different things happen, you know, to us personally. You know, there's so many different things happening all over the world as well. And we just have to be hopeful that we know exactly who we are, who we aspire to be, and mainly how to cope on a day-to-day basis, how to adjust to the, you know, issues of life. You know, life is going to have problems. We just have to be able to stand in the midst of the fire, stand in the eye of the hurricane in faith, and being rest assured that we will have the wisdom and, have the faith to make the right decisions. You know, do we stay or do we fight or flight? You know, some battles we have to run away from and some we have to stand and actually get through. You know, last year ended, you know, with so many tragedies, and this year we're coming into a new year. We're in the second month already. You know, we've had award seasons for the creative arts, and, you know, with that comes so much drama, you know, when the people that you want to win don't win. But we just have to respect the fact that, you know, arts and creativity go across the board, and we shouldn't allow a win or lose situation to put us in a box and not continue to be creative and do what we're supposed to do to help the world heal. It's a bigger picture. It's not just about getting awards and, you know, being, you know, shoulder to shoulder with famous people, because as we're seeing, some, you know, people have different sides to them, you know, and there's a price for fame. So we have to assess our motives, assess why we're doing something, you know. And what I would like to share is that, you know, when ego is involved, and, you know, even if we want to, even if we have a noble cause, you know, what really causes things to happen for the good and miracles to happen and good to infuse through the atmosphere is when we come from a place of compassion and understanding. You know, we could have all the goals and set all the goals that we want to, but if we don't come from a place of compassion and understanding, you know, will and determination is not enough. It doesn't mean that our goals will be achieved. You know, the only way you know you have achieved your goal is if the goal you're trying to reach is justified, and that's by someone else benefiting from what you're doing. Okay, so, you know, take for example, you know, if you buy your spouse a gift, if they don't like it, then you haven't done your job. And with, you know, it goes without saying, you know, you should know your spouse or your mate well enough to know what they like. You should have been in tune with them. You should be compassionate towards their emotions, you know, and why they don't like something, why you shouldn't buy that thing, why you should get this thing. You know, it takes work. It's, with loving people, it takes work. But it's a good, honest work. It's a rewarding work. It's a, you know, it's a privilege to love and cherish and do for others. So I think when we come back into the proper perspective of how life is and how we should act in it, I think we'll be able to handle the not so good times. And, you know, if all else fails and, you know, things go wrong, at least you could walk away and say, well, you know, I did my best. Because sometimes your best is not good enough. Sometimes you do your best and people don't accept it. And that doesn't mean that you didn't do your best. It just means that that person didn't receive it. And that's their problem. So I said all of that to say, you know, in all you're getting, get understanding. And no matter what your goals are for this new year, make sure it's in a place of compassion and understanding, that which means you're doing it for the right reason. You're not just doing it because, you know, you want to manipulate people, or you want to gain fame and attention just for even for 15 minutes. You know, you need to be doing things to help the world heal. And I think that's why we're in such chaos. We're in such chaos because people aren't doing things for the right reasons. Everyone wants to become rich and famous that quick. Even if they put out have a one-hit wonder, as long as it makes them money, they don't care. You know, but okay, what are you going to do next? You know, you're still living. How are you going to contribute positivity to the world? So, and people remember that. People remember you. Oh, you know, they remember the job you did on your first job. And they say, okay. But, you know, you just did the bare minimum. Some people liked it. But, you know, where's the longevity? You know, where's the passion? Where's the grit? You know, where's the sacrifice? You know, so we have to be careful what we do. You know, most people don't do things for the right reasons. And you can see it. You can feel it. And I think the atmosphere, the environment, it's feeding all of the negativity, and that's why we had so many disasters last year. And Lord knows we don't know what's going to happen this year. So I think we have to stay positive and just find the, you know, be a problem solver. You know, be someone that speaks to a problem and do something about it. You know, we all can do our part individually. So having said that, one of the reasons why I've been away from my podcast or even from my blog is, you know, I've been working on this project that is near and dear to my heart, and it's a program called Divorce Recovery for Women. And I created this project because I wanted a practical guide or a step-by-step guide for women specifically to help them heal after their divorce. You know, women need help after divorce. Most women get the shorter end of the stick. And I'm just being honest. Most women don't even get to keep their children. Most women don't get their fair cut in a divorce settlement. Okay, some of them do, but most of them don't. And most of them are left struggling. I don't know if it's because they didn't have a good lawyer, which I believe that's the case most of the times. Other times is they just don't know what to ask for. They don't know how to ask. They don't know how to express. They're so distraught that they're not even thinking about the future. They're thinking about the present. You know, it's okay to be present, but you need someone to advocate for you. And that's where you go to a lawyer. And I think that most lawyers, they just focus on what's in it for them, the protocol. They're not compassionate. They don't take the time to truly listen to the person's heart. They're listening to their words and the particulars of the case because they're trained to. But you need lawyers who are compassionate and who are saying, okay, you're distraught right now. You know, I mean, I'm not saying all lawyers are like that. You do have some very, very good lawyers who really advocate for their clients and have a heart of compassion, you know. And, you know, the divorce rate, it's skyrocketing on a daily basis. So we really have to address this issue. And that's why I'm doing it, because it needs to be addressed. Because when you have a woman that's distraught, her needs aren't met, she got a shorter end of the stick in court, or maybe she behaved so irrationally that she didn't ask for help in the right way, she didn't get exactly what she needed, she just can't function. You know, and if there's children involved, you know, this is chaos. And that's you know, what's happening in society is like it's a domino effect. You know, children who go out and commit crimes and crimes of terror and terrorism or you know, and just kill people senselessly and do harmful things, usually oftentimes they come from a broken home where there has been a divorce. You know, and there's no more guidance from both parents. There's no wholesomeness. The mother is distraught. Who is the first teacher of the child? She's not herself. So that's why I created this program to help women care from themselves. I wanted women to feel supported, you know, especially from someone like me who has been divorced, who has gone through almost every bad thing you could think that could happen to someone. And, you know, I'm here. I overcame, you know. Of course, I wanted to overcome. You know, I didn't, I could have sat there in my situation and, you know, but I kept fighting. You know, I kept asking questions. I kept, and some battles I had to leave alone if I wanted to stay alive and keep my sanity. You know, I was working, you know, as a nurse, so that helped me a lot. You know, I could at least keep a roof over my head. And I also was able to tap into resources within my community. I also discussed that in the program as well. It's so important to have a game plan. You know, even before the ink is dried, it's important to have a game plan. You know, there's so many reasons why people get divorced. You know, they get divorced for, you know, the most popular reason is irreconcilable differences. But that's a broad word. What really happened? Was there infidelity? Was there abuse? You know, you just don't trust each other. You know, and another big thing is communication. It's lack of communication, lack of empathy. And when you have those things, you don't connect. So there's a lack of intimacy. And that also causes people to go apart and seek the comfort of another. You know, so I go into all of that in the course as well. You know, so I created this program for women to have a voice, for them to create the life they deserve, and also to help them develop the habits that they need to keep to stay on the right path, basically. You know, it's a time to heal. It's a time for everything. There's a season. And after you've gone through this traumatic time in your life, there is a time to heal. There's a time to build back up. Divorce is a breaking down where you suffer this loss. But when you, I mean, you can't stay or you shouldn't stay in that state forever. You know, you should know that the sun will come out tomorrow, you know, especially if you have children looking at you and depending on you, and they need your support, not only financially, but emotionally, you know, and most oftentimes, most women aren't even, you know, as emotionally giving as they need to their children. You know, they're closed off. You know, we have to be mindful of that. We have to be mindful of our surroundings, of the people who are depending on us. And there's so much that goes into being a parent. And, you know, you have to remember you're a human being as well. And that's why you need support. That's why you need a village to support you. And sometimes the village isn't there. Sometimes the village who that consists of your family, your immediate family, or your small circle of friends or your real friends, sometimes when you go through something like a divorce, that's when you really know who is for you. That's when you know who's going to talk about you behind your back, you know, who's going to side with your spouse and just, you know, it's a really tough time. It's a telling time as well. So that's why you need, I created this program to also teach you how to go through that. You know, when you have to deal with a friend and, you know, and just observing how your life changes socially as well. People may start to distance themselves from you. You know, I also talk about how to manage stress and control anxiety that does occur during this time. You know, I recommend using essential oils, aromatherapy candles, guided imagery, meditation, you know, healing stones. You know, there's so many different ways you can help your body manage the stress during this time because, you know, we don't talk about it a lot, but a lot of women have nervous breakdowns. You know, and then they get prescribed medication and like such as Xanax and all the different narcotics that's, you know, really taking people down today. So, you know, I created this program for many, many reasons. You know, not just to help you cope with the financial loss, but also the emotional loss, psychological, the physical loss as well, and the spiritual. Because when all of these other parts of you break down, your spirit is broken. And when your spirit is broken, you're just about dead. You know, you're not used to anyone, you know. If you're not used to yourself, you're not used to anyone. How can you function in this world? How can you pick back up the pieces? And that's what this course will help you to do. You know, I'm very, very, I'm very frank. You know, I don't sugarcoat words. I just discuss what really happens. You know, I also talk about my story a little bit. In there, I give suggestions. I break down why you were feeling this way and how you can get out of it. And, you know, but again, you know, this program wasn't designed for everybody. I already know that because a lot of people, a lot of women know that they need the help, but very few really seek the help. You know, especially if you hear someone is creating a program, you think, okay, how much does it cost? Well, you know, this program is very affordable. Okay, it is. It really is considering, you know, what I've seen and thing. I understand what's going on in the world right now. But I just think that, you know, if you invest in yourself, there's no comparison between your investment in yourself, you know, versus you getting a nervous breakdown versus, you know, becoming ill, you know. So I really recommend that, you know, you really pray about your situation and really seek the help that you really need. And it starts with investing in yourself, seeking help. That's what I had to do. I had to seek help. Now, fortunately, in my surroundings, there wasn't the kind of help that I really needed. You know, I just had to literally move away from where I was. I had to go into a new environment and start over, and still I met obstacles there. But it wasn't until I got really ill that I was able to really say, you know what? I've been going. I've been a superwoman. I've been there for everyone except me. I had young children at the time when I was, you know, dealing with my divorce and everything that came with it. You know, and I still had to work as a nurse. I worked all the three shifts. I worked night, evening, and day. You know, I had children in school, so I worked nights mostly so that I can be there for them. But who was there for me, you know? I mean, and I never shut anyone out. I was there. I needed help. People, you know, church people came and they did their bidding. And, you know, I was talked about by my ex. I was talked about by everybody. I was really isolated, you know, like, it's, you know, it really hurts to see how society treats you. I mean, no one signs up to get a divorce. Come on. But at the same time, we don't often take the time to get to know ourselves and the other person before we get married. So a divorce is really imminent. You know, it's inevitable. So I think I also talk about, you know, getting back to your own space, your own, you know, self, getting to know yourself, you know, and getting back to the dreams and goals that you had before you even got married. And I think oftentimes we overlook that as women. We put so much effort in being a wife that you tend to forget yourself. And there's nothing wrong with spending time in your mate, but if you don't give back to yourself, you know, it's going to be an unbalanced equation. I think if you have a good husband, someone that truly loves you and loves all of you and wants you to do well, because they know that if you do well, he does well or she does well, you know. So I think that if you have someone that cares about your overall well-being, they'll want you to seek the help that you need. You know, but if you have someone that's ignoring what's happening with you, that means that, okay, you're non-existent to them. And that's why you get a divorce. You know, I mean, it's an ugly word, but it's a word that's very prevalent in our society today. You know, Yeah, and sometimes, you know, a lot of people stay in, they hang in there, they try. But it takes two for a relationship to work, you know. And we, in buying things, you know, to appease the other person, I mean, it's like just getting candy from the candy store. You get your sugar rush and then you're done. You crash. You know, so we need efforts that are long lasting. We need to sow seeds into one another, you know, which is time, you know, giving someone your time, your listening ear, you know. So, yeah, like I said, you know, this program isn't for everyone. It's for the woman that is fed up with feeling alone, fed up with being bitter, resentful, confused, and just, you know, not feeling whole. You know, it's for that woman that's been a single mom for years and years and years, and just she's just exhausted mentally, physically, and she may have health issues, may or may not. You know, I want to be that listening ear. I want to be that person that you can, that you know that I will be there to hold your hand and walk you through it, you know, because that would have been great if I had someone like that. So that's why I'm very passionate, and I understand the pain. I understand the nothingness, you know, that emptiness that you feel. And you may feel like you're just screaming and no one will hear. So I want to be that listening ear. I would like to be that person that you can share how you feel with and know that it will stay there. I want to be that person that will create that safe place for you, you know, where you have someone to listen to you and also walk you through the steps that you need to take to get better. Because the answers are within you. I'm not here to give you answers for your life, because only you have the answers for your life. I have the answers for mine. I'm here to help you pull the answers out. I'm here to give you clarity. I'm here to help you to transform your life. Because up until this moment, you know, you can reflect on your past, you can reflect on everything that's happened. But what I would like for you to remember is that you're still here. You're still alive and able to know that something is wrong. And if you can assess that and understand that, then you are able to voice that you need help. Sometimes it's hard to voice that you need help because you're around people that basically ignore the fact that you need help. They don't acknowledge it. And some people may not hold you accountable. They may want to do things for you, but they're basically putting a band-aid over the situation. Because seldom people really listen, you know. They only focus in on how they feel. And they want you to understand how they feel, but how many, you know, how often does someone really try to understand what you may be going through? And in today's world, most people are so busy. You know, people have a problem with this thing called time. And it's funny because time is always there. So why do we have a problem with it? You know, we come into this world at a set time and we're going to leave at a set time, unknowing to us. But we have the power to speed the date up, you know, and we also have the power to change things, to make our life better in time, you know, because nothing good happens overnight. So, and that's the only way we should view time. It is there. It's always there, you know, and we don't have any control over time, but we have control over the decisions that we make within time. Yeah, so this course is, the actual course is only $47. It consists of really 7 lessons with a bonus lesson. With it, you get a free workbook where you can journal your thoughts, you can answer questions in there, you can write in it, you can download it, print it off, write in it. It's digital. And, you can share it with your friends, families, coworkers. You know, you can ask questions, you can get answers, you can jot it down and put it along with yours and just piece things together. You also get a access to my spoken word album, Melodies of My Broken Heart, where I actually speak about my own experience before, during the divorce, and after. You know, you get my inner thoughts on each stage. So that's a nice addition. It'll help you to really understand better. It will actually put you in that place where, you know, where you can see what really went wrong, where you can also find the answers that you seek. So you have that. And a nice addition, I also created a subscription. And why subscription is because, you know what, oftentimes we don't take care of ourselves. So we kind of need someone to remind us that we should be doing this so that we can consistently get better. And eventually it'll become a part of our daily habits. So I created an anti-anxiety box. It's a wellness box that includes pure essential oils, aromatherapy candles. I'll have different books in there and CDs with vibrations, and you know, so you can meditate. I have healing stones and just things to make you feel good. I'm also gonna have specific oil blends, you know, that target certain organs and your mood and, you know, things to help with weight loss and allergies and really overall well-being, anxiety. And this is a natural way to heal because I'll be honest, these drugs, I mean, I don't have to tell you about these drugs. They have more side effects than they actually have benefits. Okay, they're very addictive. And I just think a complete waste of time. And I think deep down we all know that. So you get this access to this subscription box for an affordable price. And I have everything all in on my website, and where I will I'll be posting links to these on my social media. So if you're following my Instagram, Instagram, Crystal Melville, I will have that link there to the website where you can start, where you can purchase the course. And another and the most powerful additive to this course is the coaching, where you actually get me one-on-one or in a group setting if you'd like to coach you. We can do 1 session a week, 2 sessions a week. It just depends on what you'd like. I do have payment plans available. And I forgot to mention before, but I did create a private Facebook group. In this group, you'll have access to the course as well and all of the goodies I mentioned. And I also coach in the group at certain times. I will announce when I'll be doing that. But really what the purpose of the group is, where of course you'll have access to me, I can answer some of your questions. But the coaching, I will reserve that for private one-on-one coaching or group coaching, where I think it'll be more personal, where I think you get the most benefit out of it. But I will be answering some questions in the group. But I created the group mainly for people that purchase the course, where they get to network and, you know, possibly merge relationships and where they can support one another. So that's like a community. I wanted to create a community of women who share the same pain, you know. We're supposed to share each other's burdens and lift one another up. And that's why I created that group, so we can do that. And to me, that's the greatest way you can heal, and on a consistent basis. where you're actually, you know, if you care to share your stories in there, you know, you get people to listen and share theirs. You know, if some of you have different skills, if you're an author or a writer or whatever, musician, whatever, you can share your skills in there. You can help one another. You know, but the group is really for us not to come and market what we do, but to share our personal stories. That's how people overcome, by sharing their stories with one another, supporting one another. You know, stopping by, asking each other how you're doing, how you're coping this week. So I created that personal private group only for people that purchase the course. So you can't just invite someone in there unless they've purchased a course. You know, that's that. And that's an added bonus for you. It's, of course, it's free to join. And that's an added bonus for you. So yes, in all, you have the course, you have access to coaching, private coaching or group coaching. I do coach I can do two people for the price of one, if only if it's your child. The child needs to be at least 12 years old. Younger than that, we're going to need to be in a group setting, hopefully with the parent. But the older the child, I could coach them with you by themselves. And, you know, it would be good if you can bring your ex is available for coaching moving forward. It would be good if you, not all the time, but if you need them to come with you, if they're willing, if you've divorced amicably and they're willing to be able to answer questions for you or to help you or support you so you can move on, and maybe they might be stronger and you're amicable and they may be able to support you through this. I will allow that. But everything, to sign up for everything is available on my site. The prices are there. The payment plans are there. Subscription is there. All the freebies are there. And this is a labor of love. It's been coming for a long time because, you know, my 20-year journey has been filled with so many nuggets, so many trials and tribulations, but also triumphs. Whenever I had a trial, I triumphed because I basically, my pain became my message. And that's what I want to happen for you. You may not do what I'm doing, but you'll be able to help someone next to you on a bus or a train, or you go to an appointment. You never know. You may be able to talk to someone over the phone and comfort them just because you are free. You can't help anyone unless you help yourself. So that's basically what I wanted to share with you guys, why I've been away. But I will be doing my weekly podcast. Maybe I may up it to 2 a week, so that I can really talk more on these issues. But in the meantime, my links to, you can find me on Twitter at Higher Self Coach. On Instagram, you can find me at Krista Melville. Oh, I also have a specific Instagram page for, and it's Divorce Recovery for Women. On Facebook, I'm Crystal E. Melville 72, and I do have my coaching page on Facebook. It's called Higher Self Coach, and I do have the private Facebook group Divorce Recovery for Women. But that you only get access to that, you only get invited when you purchase a course. There's a link in the course, and you click it, and once you come in, I will expect you, and I will let you in. And that's the real treat. That Facebook group is going to be so powerful because you're going to be in there and with other people, and you can, even if you're in there and you may feel alone, I'm always there and I can talk. And, you know, like, again, never let the price or anything ever deter you from becoming who you're supposed to become. You know, I believe in communicating, and like I said, I'm very passionate about what I do. So everyone will be helped. As long as you want the help, you will be helped in some way. So thank you guys so much for listening. Again, I will be back this week with another podcast. And please share this message with anyone that you know, any woman that you know that's been divorced recently or for years and just needs help to move on. Okay, you could be a daughter listening and you know your mom is still stuck and she's just not she's not the best that she can be. You know, share this podcast with her, share the link with her, send her to my pages, wherever you see this message, send it to her. You know, it could be your coworker. Same thing. Send it to them. It could be you. You know, don't be afraid. It could be someone in church. I mean, I know a lot of people that go to church that are very sick. Not just physically, but mentally, emotionally. For some reason, they're not being fed. Either they're closed off or the people that they're around are closed off. And they're just talking over their heads. It happens a lot. It's happening more and more now. So that's why I'm doing this. I'm just doing my little part. And I want you to be able to do it too. But you can't or you won't be able to do it well if you're not free. A lot of people are out here doing things, but they're not really free. So just imagine someone coming to you with that energy. That's why you're not being helped. You know, you may be following a page of a minister or someone, or you're going to see a therapist, but for some reason you're not breaking ground, and that's because they're not connecting with you because they're not free. You know, they're acting out of protocol and, you know, by the book, and, you know, they're talking over you and they're just writing you your script, and, you know, you're just another patient to them. You're not a real person. You know, a lot of people practice through a lack of empathy. And we just have to call it out, call it as it is. You know, so I'm not that, you know, because I've been on the other end of the stick. And, you know, it's only by the grace of God why I made it. And I'm going to acknowledge Him. I'm going to acknowledge my faith. I'm not here to convert anyone. I'm just here to be 100% authentic. And that's what I'm going to be. I want you to feel safe. You know, I want you to, you know, have a positive experience. Because it's about you. It's about you. It's not about me. It's about you. I'm just a messenger sent to you. And because we're all here on this journey. And this is the journey to your higher self. So thank you so much, everyone, for listening. And I will be coming to you very soon. Until then, be safe, be happy, and be whole. Thank you so much. I'm Crystal Melville, your Higher Self Coach, signing out. Bye now.